My holiday anxiety begins around the time when the Halloween costumes and candy starts appearing in the stores. So like August. My father, 5 years ago, actually died on Halloween. There's never a good day to die, really, but Halloween is really a shitty day to die. You know, people are coming to your house and they want something from you. My neighborhood has lots of children and there's, you know, headstones and hands coming out of the ground, more reminders of death. And I don't need any more reminders of death because I'm thinking about that on Halloween. My mother died 6 months after my dad died on Easter. So we're working through the holidays. As a child, the holidays at my home were always chaotic. Every day, pretty much, at my home growing up was chaotic. I grew up with a mother who suffered from chronic paranoid schizophrenia. And for those of you that know, it's a brain disease where people hallucinate and have delusions and really aren't in touch with, really can't communicate emotionally. Her father died, my grandfather, right around Thanksgiving. So the holidays in particular were very heightened in our house. And my mother, I think she really wanted to try to do all these things that we're supposed to do on Thanksgiving, but it just made things worse. And, you know, one time she almost set the house on fire because she was like playing with the boiler, and then she was in and out of hospitals pretty much my whole life. But the holidays was always crying, yelling, refusing to take her medication. My parents were married for 51 years, and you know, my dad was her caregiver. So holidays for me as a kid, or when I got older, were something that I wanted to escape. So I always had this escape plan, and I would have a boyfriend and go to their house or go to a friend's house, and they'd adopt me, and I'd experience another, you know, not so intense holiday. So when I got married, I married a man who we would always go to Thanksgiving to his family in Indiana, which is a very conservative red state, and his family was very conservative. And, you know, but they had one amazing Thanksgiving experience. So going there with my kids, aside from the politics, it was this really beautiful experience where they had these traditions. On Thanksgiving morning, they would play the Woody Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant. Like, that's what they did in the morning for breakfast. And then they all wore the sweatshirts that they went to college in, you know, their college sweatshirts. And they watched football. And then the spread on the table was something Martha Stewart worthy. They had the biggest turkey I'd ever seen, and the marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes. And just, it was just perfect. And it was so beautiful, I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. I felt like an alien. For those of you who might have grown up with some trauma, you know that when you're faced with something that's so lovely and kind of normal, it's terrifying. So I was married for 13 years, and then we got divorced. And so when you get a divorce, for those of you who've been through this amazing experience, woohoo for divorce sometimes, yeah. So you have to look at the calendar and pick out which holidays you're going to spend with your children. How are you going to divvy up the holidays? Without hesitation, I said, you know what? Thanksgiving is yours. You can take it. My whole life, Thanksgiving always stressed me out. And the catch was that I would always have Christmas Eve and Christmas morning because I can do Christmas, that I can handle. So that was done, got the divorce, legally binding, here's the deal. We're approaching the first Thanksgiving without my kids, and I thought, I made the biggest mistake. Like, this is terrible. I'm such a terrible mother. What am I going to do? How, you know, I'm going to feel even worse without my kids. And I was telling a friend of mine, and she said, you know, when you don't have your kids with you, you really have to embrace the woo-hoo of life. And not woo-woo, like, because I've got that already, but like, woo-hoo. And so I have. For the past 13 years, I've always had an escape, just like I did when I was a kid. With money I didn't have, I've been to Paris and met a great man, and then I went to New Orleans a few times with a different man, and then I went to visit the man. One year I did a pilgrimage and Thanksgiving to Graceland. And so for the past 13 years, I've always had somewhere to go. I figured it out. I did something other than Thanksgiving. So this year, my kids are now adults. My youngest just turned 18 this year, and my oldest is 22, and this is the first year that this binding legal divorce, paper doesn't matter anymore because they're adults. So I was really having anxiety about this because, oh, also, my ex-husband this year moved to Iowa, which, in my opinion, is the opposite of woohoo. And so in August, when my kids, you know, my youngest was going to college, he was going to Texas A&M, my oldest goes to Virginia Tech, so go Hokies, go Aggies, and I couldn't even ask them, like, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? Because everyone's scattered, and, you know, Dad's in Iowa, and so the last night that we had dinner together before I was going to move my son to school, I asked them, you know, what do you want to do for Thanksgiving? And without hesitation, they said, Mom, we want to be home with you. So this year, we did all these things that you people do, you families. We did this turkey trot 5K. My younger son went to the Turkey Bowl football game, and they told me that they don't even really like turkey, and which I'm vegetarian, I don't like football, so this is not my holiday. And so they made a chicken that they made on the grill, and we made all the side dishes together, and we listened to music and sang, and there wasn't a fucking marshmallow in sight. And it was really beautiful. And I didn't want to escape. It was home. And I made that home. And they were there with me, the two favorite people in the world. And I'm so grateful. Enjoy the holidays, even if you have a fucking disaster of a family. Just one day, maybe it won't suck. So happy holidays. Thank you.